it's hit the top of the hour. In fact, it's hit the top of the clock. It's 12 a.m., so what are you doing out of bed? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Welcome to all our night owls and our early birds out there. My name's Gabby. You're tuned in to Gab's Graveyard Gig, and I'll be here to keep you company for the next 2 hours. So to kick us off, here's Say Peace from Common and Worry from Songhoi Blues.
Like Marcus, Garvey, I'm an artist, respect to the goddess. Some say I'm too modest because I'm the hardest. On this path to progress, there's been carnage. Regardless, this is a harvest for the world to harness. Elders' dreams, creators' promise. Being free is like paying homage. I've been on that peace, Black Dalai Lama. My college was between Stony and Cottage. The knowledge, I got it because niggas was about it. Knew I had to pull it, the bullet or the ballot. It's like the parable of the story of the talents. When my people took it paper with no margin, turning ghettos to gardens like Ron Finley. Through stages of life, the world's my Wembley. I MC from the point of entry of peace. Some find it don't do the paper routing, and some find they peace through praise and shouting, and some find they peace through pulling the shade like Malcolm. I found my peace making these albums peace. Ground zero for xenophobia. They love to trope me, a misquote me. They even wrote me out of all accounts, other than show them in small amounts. Till I called them out, I'm what the story is all about. My arrival wasn't willingly, nah, but that's chillingly the truth. Now I fear for shots from cops killing me. They on a hunt for the plug, and we the auxiliary. The black power and love, I'm all the above. But find peace in the culture, I'm responsible to saving every piece of the puzzle, every article, the page. I'm at peace in the struggle, I'm awake and not afraid. While I'm channeling my energy from particle to wave and peace, like Mandela seated on Robben Island. Wise like a prophet arriving from the Highlands. Look, I'm not here for any kind of problem. Keep me out of your gossip column. Thank you, I'm calm and tranquil. At the time and place to I shine. Word to God, I'm divine and graceful. The grind could break you. If you concentrate, you can find your faith where a higher conscience takes you. That's peace.
Don't worry, You gotta be happy, keep fighting today, that smile will come one day. Muffins come for free, when you get it free, you will lose it freely. So you better know, work hard is the best way. Muffins come for free, when you get it free, you will lose it freely. So you better know, work hard is the best way. Lest your hope come from fight, and go through your darkness, you will find your light. Don't worry, you gotta be happy. We'll be right back.
SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream, and app.
Like the laziest river, a vulture predisposed to eating off floors. No, wait, I take that back. I was more like an ocean stuck inside hospital corridors. My condition in general, despite what they say, improves. So I could care less on a night like this. I'm on the lookout for anything that moves, crimson tide. I know when to hold them, and I know when to leave. I know where to go, and I know how to breathe. I know how you blow bubbles. You can look at the world till you don't know what you've done. You can follow a salary to the bottom of the ocean. Is that yours? Throw it in the pot. I thought I was smart, I'm not. I thought I was sick and dying.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
Well, that was Crimson Tide, in case you'd missed the title there, from Destroyer. Really giving me a lot of supernatural vibes there. Not quite sure what to do with them in the studio by myself at this time of the night. All right, up next we've got The Hook from Use No Hooks, Red Western Sky from Muzz, and Who Tells Me from Tactics.
Go out, go get it.
to SCR 107.3. FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
Destined to me and the rest of me.
2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
Well, here's a good question for you. Are you a midnight snacker? I'm not too sure why it seems to be so taboo or so secretive. I mean, if you feel like a biscuit or a chip or a slice of that leftover pizza or maybe even a scoop of ice cream to top it all off, then dig right in. But would you ever consider sneaking in a late night handful of edible insects? I produced a very creepy, crawly scented story on Tuesday Brekkie with Marlene this week, and it seems that edible insects could be a big part of our mainstream future. So I've got an interview right now with Mick Thornett, CEO of Solution Blue and Treasurer of the Insect Protein Association of Australia.
Covered grasshoppers, smoky barbecue spiders, and honey-drizzled crickets. These products are already on the market and might be in your cereal bowl or dinner plate soon. The CSIRO have even launched a roadmap for this emerging industry that offers a solution to feeding the 9 billion people expected to be on Earth by 2050. This morning on 2SER Breakfast, I'm speaking with Mick Thornett, CEO of Solution Blue and Treasurer of the Insect Protein Association of Australia, to learn what this future might hold. Good morning, Mick.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited to be chatting about this.
It's a fun subject. I think it's everyone's very interested in it. Yeah.
So you founded Solution Blue, which farms soldier fly larvae for livestock. I'm really curious about the whole insect protein industry. What does large-scale insect production look like, and how widespread is it in Australia already?
Oh, look, I suppose insect production here covers a few things. It's right from animal production for animal feed and also human consumption. So it looks completely different depending on which side you're growing for. I guess the hard thing here is these production facilities are all vertically integrated, from breeding right through usually to creating an end product for human consumption or for animal feed. So they are quite complex operations when they scale up to that commercial size. In Australia, there's a lot of people getting into it. There's a lot of interest. Still, there's probably a lack of big commercial people that are, you know, really keen. I think it is quite challenging at this point. But the people that are in there now are doing quite well, I think.
Now, I want to talk about having insects on our dinner plates. What nutritional benefits do insects bring to the table? And can you give us an example of how they shape up compared to, I guess, the staple protein sources in our diet already?
Yeah, right. Well, I guess at the moment we're looking at putting them in. So the human consumption insects are like crickets and stuff. We can get probably twice the amount of protein as we would, say, compared to steak or something like that. Plus, you know, more omega-3, calcium, zinc, all that kind of stuff. So nutritionally, it's quite robust. And then I suppose putting it in on the plate is going to be the next thing here. And we're seeing people, you know, it's more, I suppose, a smaller amount we need. So we're seeing, I suppose, like the processed foods coming out, the cookies, brownies, but also some great recipes there for, you know, the equivalent, I suppose, of burgers and things like that. So that's where I think it's going. I don't think we're going to be seeing, you know, handfuls of crickets served up on plates in the near future, but I think in a few years, but, you know, who knows, Gordon Ramsay might be sort of wrangling a few to get into a pot. We don't know.
Oh, you never know. Maybe soon. I mean, I think that's the interesting part. Like you mentioned there that the protein is higher than a steak. So, like, nutritionally, it's pretty good for us. But I think we kind of have to get over this hurdle of the yuck factor, where people are a little bit hesitant or a lot hesitant to try insects.
I think people, I don't think that's the case. I think most people are sort of, they're keen to try new things. Mm. You know, it's, I think media may put a spin on that it's this yuck factor too, but I think most people are very keen to try a novel ingredient. And you know, I think that's part of it. If it's done right, you know, and people chase the right thing, they will enjoy it. I think that's the part. You know, if you have a chili lime cricket or something, it's quite an enjoyable sort of thing to eat. But I think also on top of that, it's that sustainability component of insect rearing, which is really sort of standing out. You know, we're looking at a hell of a lot less land to grow crickets, say, compared to cows. You know, a lot less water. And these are the things that are really going to stack up in the future. So I think we might even see this as an addition to a more of a vegetable-based diet in the future as well.
That's a really interesting point. Look, we're almost out of time, but I did want to end it with, if people are interested in getting into a recipe or using insects around their home, is there anywhere they could look into it?
Yeah, jump online. There's a heap of recipes out there. One of the good ones here is the Edible Bug Shop. They have tons of good recipes there that they use and demonstrate. That'd be a really good place to start. And if you're looking at, I suppose, getting into insects, you can get involved with the Insect Protein Association and just have a play in your backyard and see what you can come up with. You know, it is a fun space, and it's the only way to get involved is get your hands dirty, I guess.
Mick, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem at all. We'll chat soon.
Walking around at night, fighting my appetite. Every kid in cutoffs could be you. Remember when we used to meet at the bottom of Mobile Street, do what the broken people do. Are you still taking notes? The Holy Ghost could get inside you. You do whatever you put your mind to. Will you read me what you wrote when we were locked outside the building, over-encouraged only children? Cold coffee on the fire escape. We bet it all on a demo tape, but we still had something left to steal. Remember when we took too much to get a little of the human touch, hand to mouth and reel to reel? Are you still taking notes? Hydrocodone in your backpack, maybe these words will hold the beast back. And will you read me what you wrote, the one I said you stole from Dylan, over-encouraged only children? Heaven's wasted on the dead, that's what your mama said. And the hearse was idling in the parking lot. She said you thought the world of me, and you were glad to see they finally let me be an astronaut. Children.
patience. It's such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine. Go easy, you know it is worth the fight. And you lose every match you set alight. It burns me, but I start a bit of heat. I'm dying to believe that you won't be within the me.
Now arriving at 2SER 107.3 FM, DAB, on demand, live stream, and app.
In the front seat, in our backyard. Always wished I'd live to see you let your guard down. Wished I'd do the same. Maybe some things don't get easier, they just change. Don't want a simple explanation anyway.
That was Never Change from the Snowy Band. And just before, you were listening to The Beths, Dying to Believe, and Diamond Glue from Jackie Lynn. Well, some things never change, and for me, that is the ability to push deadlines and my studying as far as I can go. So I've got to share a little secret with you. Right now, I'm in my fourth and final year of uni, and I thought I would have completely understood how to plan ahead of deadlines and stop procrastinating. Yet, time and time again, I find myself pulling that chronic all-nighter. So today, I'm actually working on one of my advertising assessments. In fact, I've got to draw up a whole storyboard, and I've ended putting up a lot more effort into it than I actually thought I would. So it's taking me a considerably longer amount of time than I ever anticipated. I've brought my pencils in, my paper, my very trusty rubber and my ruler. And that's all sitting right next to the radio panel just to keep me company while I'm here with you. I've had my coffee at 10 o'clock and I have a good feeling that that's still working. It usually kicks off at about 1:30 and that's when I know it's almost time for me to get out of the studio. But if you do have any study cramming tips or methods to beat procrastination, great stories or some words of inspiration for me, I'm in real dire need of all of your help right now, so please text them through to me on 0468 441073. That's 0468 441073. All right, up next we've got Bye Bye from Genesis Owasu.